This is Community Wellness Beat from KXEI Tucson.
I'm Dr. Beth Meyerson. I'm a professor of medicine at the University of Arizona in the Department of Family and Community Medicine. I am the director of the Harm Reduction Research Lab, and I'm a policy director for the U of A's Comprehensive Center for Pain and Addiction. So what is harm reduction? Well, reducing harm, which means reducing death or reducing accidents or reducing illness, infection. And our whole goal is to reduce opioid overdose deaths and of course, infections too. And you might be asking, well, why overdose? And I would just say one person dies every 5 minutes in the United States from an opioid overdose. And in Arizona, it's not any better. And if we think about statistics, each of us are one or two clicks away from a friend, a parent, a sibling, a partner, a community member, a colleague who has experience with chaotic drug use. Chaotic drug use is essentially use of a substance that gets to such a point that it destabilizes their lives and they need intervention. And there are really important ways to reduce opioid overdose deaths, and that is access to naloxone, the medication to reverse opioid overdoses, access to treatment for opioid use disorder, and that's methadone, buprenorphine, naltrexone. It is if you have access to quality treatment, and you could still be in treatment, your risk of overdose is reduced by 60%, in some cases 80%. We published a harm reduction pharmacy services map, so you can get online at tinyurl.com/harmreduxmap. This map identifies Arizona pharmacies that are stocking and dispensing PrEP, so that's prophylaxis for HIV prevention, and stocking and dispensing curative treatment for hepatitis C. They are stocking and dispensing buprenorphine, and they would likely dispense methadone for opioid use disorder when it's legal. Buprenorphine, naltrexone, and methadone are our three tools in the toolbox to save lives. They're safe and effective for opioid use disorder. Access to them will reduce opioid overdose by up to 60%. You can get buprenorphine and naltrexone from your prescriber. It's dispensed in a pharmacy. You'll be able to go to that map, search for your pharmacy, see if they can help you out. So it's a public tool. So we inform policymakers to change rules and laws to help advance health and reduce harm. And we also want the public to have tools too. I am Dr. Beth Meyerson. I am a professor of medicine at the University of Arizona. I'm the director of the Harm Reduction Research Lab and the policy director of the Comprehensive Center for Pain and Addiction.
You have been listening to Community Wellness Beat from KXEI Tucson, made possible by Vitalist Health Foundation to elevate community health narratives. Find out more on the program page at kxei.org.